Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, it's a great day to be a Yankees fan after the Bombers came out on top in a do-or-die game in the Bronx last night, keeping their postseason alive.
Monster game for Yankees captain Aaron Judge, lifting the Yankees from the brink of elimination right back into their series with the Blue Jays.
Here's the pitch. High fly ball, deep left field, down the left field line, it is off the fair pole. Hey now. Three-run homer, Aaron Judge. This game is tied at 6-6.
Part of his four RBI night, Dave Sims on WFAN. Down 6-1, the Yankees fought back for the 9-6 win. Jazz Chisholm Jr. with the go-ahead home run. The Yankees bullpen finally shutting down this vaunted Toronto offense after they clobbered Carlos Rodon. The Yankees now trail the series 2-1 with Game 4 tonight at the stadium. Cam Schlittler makes the start. Jerry Recco, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
Now, that come-from-behind victory could have given Bombers fans some agita, but you wouldn't know it from all the post-game swagger.
Yeah! The Yankees came all the way back, and for Devon of the Bronx, there was no doubt.
I believed in them ever since the game started, but I knew we was going to win. It just took time.
So you think we're going to Toronto?
I think we're going there. We're going to smack them out the park tomorrow, too.
The awesome upper deck foul pole hitting home run from Aaron Judge turned the tide. Josh from Poughkeepsie in awe.
Judge is unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Hit that foul pole, upper deck.
Crazy. Crazy.
A crazy night, a winning night. On to Game 4. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
And tonight's Game 4 in the Bronx is another must-win for the Bombers. They're down 2-1 in the best of five. Assuming they win tonight, Game 5 will be Friday night in Toronto. Well, you've been hearing here on 1010 Wins about the ongoing struggle to clean up Roosevelt Avenue in Queens. And now a rise in crime and quality of life issues in the Bronx are raising similar concerns, this time in the Fordham Road Business Improvement District. We have 1010 Wins reporter Glenn Shaw covering that story for us this morning.
It was back in July after a lot of pressure from business owners, residents, and Congressman Richie Torres that the mayor did shut down the area in and around Roberto Clemente Park.
They put up a fence. They closed the Roberto Clemente Park. It led to some of these vagrants moving up to Fordham Road.
And speaking of Fordham Road, that's the board member of the bid, Mario DiGiorgio. Now the problems have come to Fordham Road.
Mostly drugs. Shoplifting, a lot of these electric bikes, I've seen them stop, look into a car, grab something and take off.
When I stopped by as well, I did witness open drug use in Bryan Park here, situation where police say they are indeed trying the best they can. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, here in the Bronx.
A few miles away from the Fordham Road Business District, there was a fatal case of gun violence in the Bronx yesterday. The NYPD says a man was shot and killed in a parking lot near White Plains Road in Rosewood Street, right outside a laundromat. No arrests yet, but sources tell the Daily News the victim and the gunman knew each other. The victim's name has not been released. Well, a man is dead after a violent attack in a Brooklyn subway station right in the middle of the afternoon yesterday, but police have a person of interest in custody. Officers that answered a 911 call at the J Street Metrotech R stop found a man in his 50s, badly beaten and suffering a fractured skull. Surveillance video reportedly shows him being punched and kicked in the head over a dozen times right in front of the turnstiles. The victim's name has not been released yet. The suspect was later seen boarding a Bronx-bound 2 train, and the New York Post reports he was taken into custody last night in Times Square. The paper also says he went through the man's pockets and backpack after the beatdown. New Yorkers honoring the more than 1,200 victims of October 7th yesterday on the second anniversary of that attack.
In Central Park, many people gathering, remembering the victims that lost their life on October 7th 2 years ago.
It's a lot of grief and a lot of rage.
Enough is enough.
And over at Columbia, more than 1,200 chairs with the photos and names of every victim.
The scale of it, yeah, it really has a shock factor to it. It's quite horrific, obviously.
Outside of Columbia's campus, a small rally forming, with others mourning too.
The combat that's being fought over there is true terrorism. I mean, the murder of so many children. When you murder children, you're murdering the future.
Across the city, there are multiple demonstrations going on, stretching from Columbia, Central Park, and beyond. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Gun violence in Queens yesterday afternoon has put a teenager in the hospital. Police say it happened in broad daylight on a Hollis Hill street near Springfield Boulevard and Union Turnpike, right outside a deli where Anant Patel works.
The kids are coming every day here, so it's going to be chaos every day, like usually some days. Yesterday, same happened. Yesterday, they are still fighting in front of my store.
And the scuffle ended when bullets flew and a 16-year-old boy was hit in the chest. He survived and is in stable condition now at Cohen Children's Medical Center, but no arrests yet. Police are trying to figure out if the teen may have known the person that shot him. Well, if you're unattached these days with no big plans for the weekend, no worries. There's a new app for that created by two single women in Manhattan.
The app is called Plot Twist.
The original name was called Foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y. However, there was definitely some misconception around their names.
Because it's not a dating or hookup app, according to Danielle Dietzick, who created the app during the pandemic with her best friend and roommate, Julie Griggs, healthcare workers who saw the effects of social isolation firsthand.
Single friends both join, and then they create a team together. And then they view other teams of single friends.
The app is focused on shared experiences and social connection, not romance, although love matches have been made. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, we began our series of interviews yesterday with the New York City mayoral candidates talking to the Republican, a name many have heard for years around this town, Curtis Sliwa.
If elected, Curtis Sliwa tells our Susan Richard he would hire 7,000 more cops. She gave him NYPD data showing shootings are down 20%.
Nobody believes that.
So it's a lie?
No, I've been in all 350 neighborhoods. I'm in the subways every day. I've yet to have somebody come up, oh, Curtis, you're exaggerating about the crime. Nobody believes that.
For people who may associate Sliwa with President Trump, he says he's not MAGA. One example might be his opposition to ICE raids.
Going into the back of a restaurant or the hospitality industry, these are essential workers.
And he's prepared to make a deal. If elected, he'll take off the beret. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the NYPD, in response to Sliwa's claim about people feeling safe, gave us data that we also gave to the candidate and say they're a reflection of officers' relentless efforts to combat crime and keep New Yorkers safe. Well, if subway collectibles are your thing, this year's MTA memorabilia pop-up opens up shop next week in Brooklyn for 2 days only. It's become an annual thing for New York City Transit after the first one in 2021 with mementos like old signs and retired fleet memorabilia up for grabs. The MTA pop-up will open its doors next Thursday and Friday, October 16th and 17th, and you'd better come with a sense of purpose. Shoppers will have just a 45-minute limit inside, so more people will have a chance to get in and browse the memorabilia themselves.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.